This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
All right, we'll wait a little bit on Denton's news. Denton wants to propose some player acquisition trades for me. Yes or no trades. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I developed a list, and, you know, we had some of our callers in the first hour kind of mention some of these guys, but I'm just going to run down. I think most of these, not all of them, but most of these are legitimate options for Washington, and you can just weigh in. Yes, want this individual. No, I don't. The name that we've had mentioned a ton already, Marshon Lattimore, he has 2 years remaining on his current five-year, $97 million deal with an opt-out in 2025. So he has years after that, but the opt-out is in 2025 to where you can renegotiate that deal if you are Adam Peters. Interested in Marshon Lattimore in the event that hopefully he is healthy?
Health is everything with him recently. What's it going to cost me to get him? Because I'm taking a bit of a flyer on him being healthy enough to play in the games that I'm going to really need him in. I'd be a little bit concerned. The player and the talent is unmistakable. Marshon Lattimore is an excellent cover corner. He would help this defense a lot, but he'd have to be available. I'd be a bit concerned about that. I'd also just be concerned. I think he's been at times a bit of a diva, bit of an issue, and a bit of a headache. Look, all of these answers would be easy if I just, you know, and boring if I just said, I trust Adam Peters. You know, just like with Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk, phenomenal talent. I trust Adam Peters. He knows the player. But Lattimore, healthy, right attitude would really help.
Yeah, I would at least make a phone call with him just to see, because the simple fact is I don't know that it could get much worse than certain guys out there, right? I do think Mikey Sanders still is playing well. I think Noah I is playing very well. But if you're effectively replacing Emmanuel Forbes or Michael Davis with Marshon Lattimore, that's a win to me, especially if, because we've seen, you've gotten some bargain deals. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, DeAndre Hopkins, even Deontay Johnson, like these guys are really going for next to nothing in terms of draft value. So I would at least pick up the phone and call New Orleans, understanding that they're, one, in salary cap hell, and two, they're in a rebuild, effectively, at this point.
How many games has he missed this year?
I think he's only missed one this year. Okay. Let me double-check that. He might have missed two.
That started off on fire, and, you know, they've had major issues since. You know, there's something about Lattimore that certainly would be attractive. You know, here's a guy with decent size. Here's a guy that can really run. Here's a guy that's sticky. He can flat out play. You know, remember, there was, you know, with Jalen Ramsey, there was a lot of discussion about the same kinds of things when the Rams acquired him. You know, Lattimore, the Saints, when's the last time the Saints went to the postseason?
Oh, God, I think it's been a while.
Was it with Breeze?
I think it was with Drew Breeze.
Okay. I don't think he played well in some of their postseason games. I think if you go back and look at that, I'd have to go back and look at because I know he played in a couple of those games with Breeze early in his career. All right, what's your next one? Lattimore, to me, is really a tough one because you got to know so much about the guy and his health. And we don't know a lot about that. We just know that he's missed a lot of games here in recent years.
All right, next on the list is Willie Gay, who is in New Orleans right now. He's on a one-year deal, so you don't have to pay him after this year. He played four seasons in Kansas City, a member of some of their Super Bowl teams. He has four career interceptions, but you're getting a guy on a one-year deal that has proven he can play at the NFL level, and you're likely, I would say, if you're trading for Willie Gay, it's probably a sixth or a seventh-round pick.
I know, but who is he? You're trading for Willie Gay for actually a position that you feel pretty good about right now in recent weeks. You know, this is not a guy that you're acquiring for, you know, pass rush. I think Luvu and Wagner and Fowler Jr. right now are some of their best players on defense. I'm just looking for a corner, or I'm looking for a massive impact run stopper or pass rusher. So no on Willie Gay.
No on Willie Gay.
How old is Willie Gay? It seems like he's been in the league for a while, no?
No, he's only 26. He was drafted in 2020.
So he was drafted by KC?
Yeah, he's drafted by Kansas City and then signed with New Orleans.
Okay.
You know, I think you're right on that one. If he was a, like, bona fide run stopper, you'd have some intrigue, but he's not necessarily that. I actually think he's probably one of the better coverage linebackers in
league. Right. Like in Kansas City, that's kind of what he was during those years. He wasn't a pass rusher.
No, he was more like that, almost not quite the hybrid where he was a linebacker safety, but that's kind of where he lived a lot of during his time in Kansas City. All right, how about a name that we're a little familiar with? How about Ronald Darby? He's on a two-year deal, cap at $5 million in 2025. You know he can play. He's pretty decent in his time here. Any interest?
Where is he playing right now? Is he Philly?
No, I believe he's in Jacksonville. Right now. Again, I'm looking at some of the teams that we kind of have an idea not going to be very good this year, so they might be in a position to sell some guys.
We got him paid, didn't we?
I mean,
that 2020 season that he had, people had given up on him, and he bounced back, and he got a good deal. Who was it who signed him?
It was Denver that signed
Denver.
Him. I mean, that 2020 year was the best year of his career, by far.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how Ronald Darby is playing right now. That's a tough one for me. You know, when I think about corners, you know, that is a veteran corner. That is a veteran savvy corner. It's a corner who's played in a lot of big games. I mean, he was obviously in a lot of big games in Philadelphia. I don't know. I don't have a good feel for Darby's season right now.
Yeah. His numbers aren't terribly impressive. He's deflected six passes. He doesn't have an interception. He's played all the games, though, so he's been healthy. 36 tackles on the season. It's just on a Jacksonville defense that is not particularly good. Like, they're very much struggling.
I'm looking up just an advanced number on his season so far. Look, Jacksonville's a train wreck. But this is, in terms of his PFF grade, this is one of the worst seasons he's had. The Washington season, actually, from a PFF standpoint, wasn't his best season, but he obviously played very well on a team that made a late run and actually, you know, had a shot in a playoff game against Tampa Bay. Not a good shot, but
a shot. Shot is enough. How about Greg Newsom? You mentioned him a couple times on the phone with Mike and with some callers. You pay him this year, you got a club option in 2025.
Yeah, he had a good season last year, you know, in Cleveland. Because I did a little bit on Jonathan Jones and Newsom and J.C. Horn and Ward, who's banged up right now. But Newsom had a really good season last year. He's a trusted guy this year. They picked up his fifth-year option. All right, you know, when you pick up the fifth-year option, it's not, you know, we're talking about half the guys or maybe less than half the guys for 2025. They did that before this season, so you got him for the rest of this season and you got him for next year. And, you know, you're talking about a guy that I think would help. You know, he's probably as good as anybody you have right now. Does he fit the scheme? I think he does fit the scheme. Does he fit the profile personality-wise? I think he does. You know, that's an area that I'm, you know, a little bit less clear on. But Newsom would be interesting if Cleveland is in sell mode, and already today they've dealt one of their players in Za'Darius Smith. So Newsom, yeah, I'm like, it's again, if they traded for Newsom, that's one of those I'd feel good about. I'd feel good about him. I'd feel decent about J.C. Horn. I'd feel decent about a veteran like Jonathan Jones, who's played in a lot of big games. So, yeah, they need corners that can play. He can play.
All right, I have one big swing here for you.
What about you on Newsom?
I would take Newsom. Yeah, if Newsom is available, I would take him. But I have one big swing, and this is really leading into the fact that the team this guy plays for is absolutely awful. He did just sign a contract this offseason, so it makes it tough. But would you pick up the phone, knowing that Adam Peters and Rand Carthon have a little bit of a relationship, and ask about Legarius Sneed?
Oh, Sneed. Oh, I thought you were going to say Landry.
No, I think Landry is a little bit more realistic, but Legarius Sneed is the guy that you just signed, but your team is awful. You don't have a quarterback. It's going to take at least a couple of years for you to get one.
I think the problem with these deals when you've just signed the player to a massive deal, like, you know, the Titans did with Legarius Sneed after last year, is that you really absorb a major cap hit when you trade him with that much contract left. So I would be surprised if it's a tradable contract. Has he played well? Tennessee defensively has not been bad this year.
No, they haven't been, and he has played well. Now, he's not putting up like some of those crazy numbers that he did in Kansas City, but he's also not getting nearly the spotlight that he had in Kansas City because he's playing on a team that is not as good as the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, so you're talking about a cap hit of $24 million in 25, and then a dead cap number following that season of another $12 million. So you're talking about $36 million in dead cap money that they'd have to absorb. Now, they can absorb it, I think, over a two-year period. But it's hard to trade guys that you just signed to big deals without some pain. You know, think about Carson Wentz, right? When the Eagles, you know, dealt him to Indianapolis, and Indianapolis picked up that deal and that trade. Philly traded him a year after they signed him to that big extension. They took the largest salary cap, dead cap hit in NFL history at that point. That's how much they disliked him. And so those are the things that factor in. Would I want the player? Of course.
Of course.
Would it be great to have the player under contract for the next few years? That would be phenomenal. See, that's the kind of player, because of the contract, you know, and he's under contract, you're going to have to give up something significant if he's available. I bet he isn't.
No, I bet he isn't either. Now, Harold Landry III, linebacker, pass rusher, maybe. We'd heard rumors of that about a week or two ago, and then things got quiet. I tend to believe that when things get quiet, that's when actual work is being done. So maybe there's something there. I would take Landry, though, if he's on the table.
He can get after the quarterback, period. And he's a high motor player. He's an explosive player. I think he's had some injuries, though, right? He missed a whole season. It wasn't last year. Was it 2 years ago?
It was 2022. He played all 17 games last year, and he's played 8 games this year.
And he's played 8 games this year. So did he miss a game this year?
I think Tennessee might have only played. I think they had an early bye.
Yeah. I would assume that one of the reasons Tennessee has been good on defense this year is that Harold Landry and Legarius Sneed and some of their other players have played well, because they actually have been a decent defensive football team this year. You know, the Lions scored 52, but it was like a return and turnovers and the whole nine yards. It was more about the Tennessee, you know, hideous offense, which is what they've had all year. But you know, they've got players on that team. Jeffrey Simmons and Arden Key and SJD, Joseph Day. They've got players on that defense. What's his face? The Oklahoma linebacker that was, you know, initially with the Chargers, plays in Tennessee now.
Well, by the way, the two names that you had just mentioned, Sebastian Joseph Day and Arden Key, according to a couple of different reports, they could be available.
Yeah.
So those,
Landry
those are
would
some
be
other
interesting
names.
To me. I bet you that L'Jarius Sneed is not available.
No, he's definitely a long shot, but I just, you know, if you're in sell mode, if you're Tennessee, that's a big contract.
Just looking at Tennessee, I'm just pulling them up right now to see where they are defensively in DVOA, because they're a terrible, terrible offensive football team. But they've been a good defensive team. Washington has them on the schedule, remember? They play Tennessee here, right?
Yeah, in December, yeah.
Tennessee defensively, ninth in the NFL. I mean, that's impressive because you're on the field for most of the game. They're the ninth-rated DVOA defense in the league. They're 28th offensively. I don't know what, you know, there's so much variance to defense. You know, by the time you find a quarterback and get it together offensively, you know who Tennessee should trade is Tony Pollard. He's been great, and teams need running backs, so they should trade him back to Dallas. Seriously. Hasn't he played really well?
He has. I think he'd be furious if he goes back to Dallas.
Well, I mean, he's not having any fun in Tennessee.
True. At least his owner's not an imbecile.
Yeah.
I do have a couple other names. We'll get to those after the break. More offensive names, you know, receiver is a position. I've grabbed a couple of names that I think could be available
all
for
right,
Washington.
Let's do that. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.